Welcome to the Orange County Water District Board of Directors meeting, and thank you all for attending and observing. I will call the meeting to order, and our first order of business is the Pledge of Allegiance. And if we could have Director Rowe, if you could please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance as we stand. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. Yes, please look at a flag, place your hand over your heart, and repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Director Rowe. Before we take the roll, we have a new director who will be on our roll. So I'd like to take the opportunity to introduce Anaheim Councilwoman and Orange County Water District Director Ma'ai to our board. And thank you for joining us. We're very pleased that you're able to be here and be a member of the Board of Directors.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
It's our pleasure. Thank you. So with that said, we could please take the roll.
Director Bilodeau.
I am present.
Director Green. Director Ma'ai.
Here.
Director Mendoza. Director Nguyen. Director Rowe.
Here.
Director Sheldon.
Here.
Director Ta.
I'm here.
Director Whitaker.
Here.
Director Yeo.
Here.
You have a quorum of seven directors present.
Thank you. Are there any items that have been received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
So next we have our visitor participation. If any member of the public would like to speak on an item that is germane to the Water District, but not on the agenda or an item on our consent, please indicate so by raising your hand on your Zoom here. I don't see any hands yet. Janice, do you see any?
I see no hands raised.
Okay. So we'll give another few seconds here. And last call. Okay, we'll go to our consent. And is there a motion on our consent?
Well, I'd like to pull item number 3 for discussion, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Director Rowe. Any other items?
And this is Director Bilodeau. I'll need to note an abstention on item 7 due to government code 84308.
Okay. You know, we could just talk about item number 3 and then we'll make a motion for it for everything. That would be fine. We'll do it maybe a little different this time. Director Rowe, what are your comments and questions?
Well, I just think it's time that we met face to face, although I'm concerned, I'm sure like a lot of people are, that the uptick in COVID cases is concerning. But I think it's time that we start moving forward face to face meetings. At the MODOC board meeting this morning, they discussed the potential of starting face-to-face meetings in September. And I think that's an appropriate time for us to both start meeting at our board meeting. I'd like to hear what other people have to say. But one other thing, IRWD mentioned that they are meeting face-to-face for a while and are considering Zoom participation as being a courtesy, not a formal participation in the meeting. When you do have a Zoom meeting and there's interruptions in the meeting, then you have to stop the meeting entirely. It's just a concern, kind of like a fluke that may happen, but just something for us to consider in scheduling this. Otherwise, we're going to be back to the pre-COVID Brown Act, where if you're meeting offsite, you have to identify where you're at, let other public people participate. You know the drill.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other thoughts or comments from our other directors present? Okay, I don't see any other or hear anyone. Well, I will jump in and say that I shared Director Rowe's feelings and think that we should have a conversation on this. So, perhaps we could put this on the agenda for our next meeting. I don't know. Any other directors have a feeling on that?
Sounds good.
Okay, great. Thank you, Director Rowe. And so with the abstention by Director Bilodeau, Director Whitaker, could you please make a motion for the balance of the consent?
Yes, I would move the balance.
I'll second it.
And second. Thank you.
Just a point of clarification, President Sheldon. So for item 3, which would allow the continued virtual meetings, do you want to approve that and then discuss the next meeting? So approve it and then have a discussion at the next meeting regarding the topic.
It was just pulled for discussion purposes. It's part of the motion by Director Whitaker.
Understood. Okay, very good.
Thank you for the question.
You need the roll called?
Yes, please.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Ma'ai?
Yes.
Director Mendoza?
Yes.
Director Nguyen? Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Ta?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes, I vote yes.
Okay, that motion carries 9-0 with Director Nguyen absent and Director Bilodeau abstaining on number 7.
Thank you. Okay, if we could advance the agenda on the screen, we'll take ourselves to our next item. Is there a presentation, Mike?
Yes, the next item has to do with the grand jury report and that came out recently, I think last week. And John Kennedy will be presenting this item to the board.
Thanks, Mike. Janice, if you can let me share my screen. Okay, we're good there.
You're allowed.
Thank you. So good evening, Mr. President, members of the board. As I think all of you are aware, there was a recent grand jury report about the Water District in Modoc, and I want to give a summary of that report and then a recommended action by staff. So the grand jury report reviewed the Orange County Wholesale Water Agencies, specifically Orange County Water District and Modoc were the two wholesale agencies. And the grand jury reviewed OCWD and Modoc's operations and also interviewed a lot of other water managers in the county. We believe they interviewed nine of our producers and then also interviewed 8 Modoc South Orange County member agencies. So 17 total in all. And the grand jury's conclusion was that OCWD and Modoc should consolidate. So there were, in the grand jury report, they have specific findings and specific recommendations. And I wanna walk through the findings and recommendations. The first finding was that a singular water authority for Orange County's wholesale water supply likely would result in further opportunities at the local, state, and federal levels in legislation, policy making, and receiving subsidies and grants. The second finding was the current fragmented water system structure and operations provides challenges as it relates to development of new interconnected infrastructure as well as maintenance of existing systems. Third finding, there's a great disparity between the North Central and South Orange County water sources, management and operations carried out by OCWD and Modoc. Finding number 4, South Orange County has many smaller retail water districts that lack a formal centralized leadership. Notwithstanding this lack of structure, South Orange County retail water districts have displayed effective collaboration when dealing with one another. Finding number 5, Orange County Water District is a recognized worldwide leader in groundwater resource management and reclamation. Its leadership, innovation, and expertise can be further utilized to serve all of Orange County in developing additional innovative and beneficial programs. And then the last finding, Orange County currently does not have a countywide coordinated policy regarding water conservation, which results in difficulty when complying with any new state mandated conservation regulations. Those were the six findings. And then there were two recommendations by the grand jury. First recommendation was by January 2023, Orange County wholesale water agencies should formally begin analysis and collaboration towards forming a single wholesale water authority or comparable agency to operate and represent wholesale water operations in interest of all imported and groundwater supplies. And the second recommendation was any further one voice consolidated Orange County Wholesale Water Authority should have directors that examine and vote on issues considering the unique needs of all water districts. So the OCWD, we must officially respond to the grand jury's report, and they tell us we have to respond to findings 1, 2, 3, not finding 4, and findings 5 and 6. Finding 4 regarded South County, and we don't have to respond to that. And then we also have to formally respond to recommendations 1 and 2. And we have 90 days to respond. So that's by September 20th, we need to respond to the grand jury report. And then there's a lot of the other agencies that were interviewed are also required to respond to the grand jury report. And as I mentioned, there was 9 groundwater producers interviewed that have to respond, 8 MODOC member agencies in South County. And then MODOC and MWD also have to respond to the grand jury report. So what we're recommending is to start a process to evaluate the report. So the first thing is we want to discuss the grand jury's report with MODOC to determine if they have any concerns or issues and if they support the overall recommendation. The second thing we would do is meet with all affected stakeholders to determine what issue may exist that would need to be resolved for them to support the grand jury report. And then also we would go about holding workshops as necessary to fully vet the idea with our groundwater producers and the MODOC member agencies. So with that, here's our recommendation is to start that process, reach out to all the stakeholders for their input on the report. And then recommendation number 2 is to prepare a draft response to the grand jury for the board's consideration. And we're saying we could bring that back at the August 17th board meeting for you to look at. And then if you like our responses, we would send that off to the grand jury. So that concludes the presentation, and we're available for any questions.
Thank you, John. Any questions for John Kennedy? Or any comments? Okay, Director Rowe, I was going to call on you anyways. Please, the floor is yours.
Even without my hand being pulled up. Anyway, no, I'm a strong proponent of the merging of MODOC's operations with OCWD. They should have been merged about 30 years ago. 20 years ago, there was a South Coast MWD, which handled South Orange County, and MODOC, which handled North and Central Orange County. They merged and had an election to vote in new board members at that time in 2020. I was on the OCWD board at that time, and I also ran in this area, and I came in second next to Joan Finnegan, close to being on the board. And at that, I was told at that time that if I was on the MODOC board, I couldn't be on the OCWD board. I think that's important that we have a wholesale waters point, a representative to everybody outside of Orange County and within Orange County. So I fully support that we do merge with MODOC and absorb the operations that they have. So any way that you need any help from me, I welcome to do that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Director Green, please.
Yes. Have you reached out
to any of our producers, or have they reached out to us to let us know how they feel about merging and what's on their mind as far as the grand jury report?
I can answer that, Director Green. So far, we really haven't heard from anyone. We did not want to attempt to reach out to anyone until the board takes its the recommendation tonight. If the board does approve the recommendation, as John mentioned, the first thing we do is set up a meeting with MODOC, maybe a couple of their directors, a couple of our directors, the general managers, just to kind of go over the grand jury report in general terms and see if there's concurrence on how to move forward with this issue. And then, as John said also, I think it's important also to find out exactly where the producers and the South County agencies are in regards to this issue. So what I think staff is recommending is to go out and gather information so that we can then report back to the board and give the board an idea of where the producers and the South County agencies stand.
Have any of the producers reached out to you or John on this subject?
No, not yet.
And then do you know the 9 stakeholders that were interviewed by the grand jury? Is that public now?
We do. It's at the very, very end of the grand jury report. It lists who all the agencies were that they interviewed.
Okay. Those are the, okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy. Good questions. Any other hands up here? So don't see any other requests to speak. And, you know, are there any members of the public that would like to speak on this item to the board? I certainly should ask that. I'll give a minute. Members of the public want to ask a question on this? Okay, I don't see any. I was encouraged greatly by the grand jury report, and I think that showed in the press statement that was released. I believe that we can find a way to address various concerns from South County agencies, from North County agencies, producers, from MODOC directors and staff. I think there's a lot of legitimate thoughts and concerns that need to be answered. And I believe in the totality, we just want to put together, we want to build a bigger, better agency, not necessarily bigger, but a better agency that can really be a strong voice for, as the grand jury said, all of Orange County. I think it's really important. It's not about us as directors or staff or whomever. It's really about how we can best serve Orange County. We're in a terrible time of drought. We have the Colorado River getting less and less water. I believe we have MWD with supplies and reserves that will be running low soon enough. So it's just critical that we are just as strong as possible, that when Orange County interacts with our other counties at the Metropolitan Water District or throughout the state, legislators, and we have a strong, unified voice. There's a lot of outstanding talent from the directors and staff at MODOC. I think we could all benefit together by our joint and unified contributions to all the things and all the important issues that are happening. So I'm really encouraged by, I was very encouraged by the report, and I look forward to hearing and listening to all the different thoughts by everyone else, who all the stakeholders that are concerned and interested. So I will go back to any public comments. If there are any, I don't see any hands, and Janice will let me know.
So Director Rowe has his hand up.
Director Rowe, yes, please.
Oh, one other thing I thought I'd mention, kind of throwing a wild card in here, is in 2014, I became interested in South Orange County groundwater, and that they had a groundwater facilities management plan, and they mentioned the fact that there is a formation, geological formation, that I'm very familiar with from my undergraduate days 45 years ago, the Sespe Formation. And there's a large deposit there, which I have done research on, that even the Department of Water Resources had a potential to develop as a water supply, but nobody's done anything to develop that as a resource. They have about 100,000 acre feet of groundwater in the bottom of the valleys in the alluvium, and the Sespe Formation lies in the middle part of the San Juan Basin, which I think in my calculations, research is about 2 million acre feet of groundwater that's there, or 20 times more groundwater than that what they're currently enjoying. For all my career, they've said that there's no groundwater there. And I dispute that by saying that other people, other geologists that have looked at this area, think that the Sespe has a potential to be a good aquifer. And yet nobody's done any drilling to determine the potential for development of that. I came up with a research report from 2016, made a presentation in 2017, and still nothing's been done. I think Orange County Water District, its expertise and resources can help define that better and help South Orange County be, I'd say, more resilient in using this as a resource, which is yet to be evaluated to any extent. Thank you.
Hey, Director Rowe, I know you have spoken about this in the past, and it is of concern, and you would like to see it investigated further. And then we also need to just acknowledge that the producers in the Orange County Water District certainly covet our aquifer and our groundwater, and that as well is absolutely to be respected and would be something that would continue for those that are over the basin. So, but thank you for your comments. And is there a motion on the staff recommendation?
I'll make the motion. Or President Sheldon, would you like to make the motion?
No, Director Green, your motion's great. I'm just chairing the meeting. So,
okay.
And is there a second?
I'll second it.
Director Rowe, great. Please take the roll.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Mai?
Yes.
Director Mendoza?
Yes.
Director Nguyen? Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Ta?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
That motion carries 9-0 with Director Nguyen absent.
Thank you. That's great. Well, we look forward to having more information come back to us and a lot of great conversations. And hopefully we can make this a better delivery of public services for our joint and mutual ratepayers. I'll move on to our next item, which is conferences and under informational items. And if any director attended a conference where there was a quorum at district expense, now is the time to announce that. So hearing none, we'll move on to verbal reports and just no specific present reports. I think just all the activity that's going on, and the agenda itself talks about all the great things happening at the Water District. So no specific report for me tonight. And the general manager.
Muted, Mike.
That's why I have John with me. I would just like to follow up with what President Sheldon said at the beginning of the meeting, and welcome Director Mahai to the board and to the Orange County Water District.
Thank you, great. Any director's reports? Okay, then I will ask our general counsel to please recess us or adjourn us to closed session.
I'd be happy to, Mr. President. We have two closed sessions this evening. One for a conference with legal counsel to discuss existing litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9A. In the case of OCW versus 3M in Orange County Superior Court. And then also we have a closed session for a public employee performance evaluation, general manager pursuant to Government Code Section 54957. And with that, I recommend we recess to closed session.
We are so recessed. Thank you, Janice.